recognition
we get from it.
I still won't watch that Elvis movie, that biopic, because I'm like, are you going to talk about the part where he stole songs from black people or not?
Are we going to talk about Jimi Hendrix?
Is that,
are we
going to talk about Jimi Hendrix? I'm like, are we...
This cat is a setting. Pictures and buttons. It's steady. They're like steady. This cat is a setting. Pictures and buttons. It's steady. They're like steady.
Knees on board now.
Knees on board now.
They're like steady.
They're like steady.
Cool. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Like that. Shout out to P. Diddy for scamming Mace out of his masters and royalties. Anyway.
Shame, eh? And there was a whole thing. Welcome it's back. Been a thing with with Mace, just a campaign, basically. And he's like now a pastor.
Oh, yes, he is. Oof. Yeah.
Anyways, we're back. Today we are actually doing what we came here to do in the beginning, our original mission on this planet. We're reviewing
a statement.
No. Actually, right now we're talking about music. I was actually, actually, we're talking about music, not films.
Yes.
And we are looking at, so hi, yes.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm okay, you know.
It's all a mess, but we're here. We're here, you know? We're alive.
What else can you ask for in life?
Yeah, you know, just life every day. Yeah. So today, we are looking at music. And we're going to look at something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue.
Oh, who's getting married?
Who is getting married?
But yeah.
Who is getting married these days? Who is?
I mean, my bestie is getting married.
Oh, yes.
So
yes. Absolutely. That's
I had
great.
No idea how expensive Congrats, this entire wedding industry is. Wow.
I mean, listen, it's weddings crazy. Are. And I would not want to do it without a wedding planner. My brother's also getting
No.
I don't know if he's just. He is getting married. And I wonder how, just in terms of. I wouldn't want to do that without a wedding planner.
You have to have a wedding planner. It's very stressful. There are so many. You're not a hero. People are wedding planners for a reason. It is a lot of work. There's a lot of balls to juggle. There's a lot of
rituals and meals and things that we have to. It's a lot. Like, it's a lot with blacks, hey?
Hey.
Yo, it's a lot. Like,
get a wedding planner. And now you want to add that and think about flowers and DJs and a dress and bridesmaids and venues and after parties and like catering
party,
and
you
cake
know, the
and
showers, the showers, bridal the bridal shower, the bachelor, like,
it's too much.
It's chalets. Okay.
It's chalets.
Okay, cool. But we're not getting married.
So today we're not getting married.
We're talking about
music.
Music. Something old, something new.
So we each have something old and something new.
Should we start with something old and then go into something new or...
Maybe.
No. Should we go
Let's do old, new. Because we both picked different things.
Don't we want to go like old or
maybe.
Do you want to do
old
your...
and... Oh, I see what you mean. So okay. Okay, let's start with old. Let's start
language.
With something old.
I mean, we can do it that way. You can have your bed and I can have my bed. I don't mind.
No, let's do the old thing.
Okay, cool. I am going to start us out. So Pervin Everett, Studio Confessions. It's so sad, though, that, like, it feels like it defeats the whole purpose of music for me if we're talking about music and we can't really listen to it. So I'm going to try to see if we can drop in a bar somewhere with copyright laws. But... I know a lot of people probably don't remember or know who Pervin Everett is. He's like, but I know people who know who he is are huge fans. He's like a vocalist, like a sort of a, I don't know if I can compare him to like George Michael, but he's like almost like a black George Michael He does a lot of dance vocals, a lot of, he's popular with house sort of selections, like DJ selections. People would put him in their like sets back in the day. That's how I fell in love with him. That's how I got to know him. And I'm looking at Studio Confessions because, where do I even begin with Pervin Everett? Like, when I started out at UCT, when I, like, my first year, and I was, because it's usually memories, right? Like, traveling by bus.
The jammy.
No, not the jammy. Not even the jammy. Traveling by bus from Joburg to Cape Town. Oh. Although I really loved those trips. Like, you know, I'd always take the bus that was, like, that gave a more of a scenic route. Literally, like, 20 hours.
Yeah, it's a 18? Long trip. It's like, yeah.
But I got to really get into those because that was my mode of transport going to school for my first year. And those were moments where I would like pack in playlist upon playlist and he would feature. That album is just, you know, there's like Testing Me, where he's talking to, you know, someone he loves about kind of testing him in a relationship, and his lyrical content is often him in a relationship going through it. And I like music like that. I like love songs, but I also like anti love songs. I actually have a thing.
So
for
not
anti
breakup songs, but like specifically.
Yeah, not necessarily breakups. Just like the in between. Those are like too much. Like Boys to Men-ish.
Down on my knees.
No, I can't. I love it. It's got its place. It's got its place. But I love the fuck you. Like you, me, myself,
that's
what I said.
That's what don't I got want you, bad.
You know what I mean?
Why do men love that song?
What?
Me, myself, and I.
Men,
have you ever heard that song play outside in the world?
I think it's because it's been
they
like
sing every line. It's,
I think it's also like, it's okay. It's quite popular in the remixes, and like people play with that song a lot. Like a lot of producers play a lot with that song. So I feel like that's maybe where a lot of the male
what?
Set
no,
of our audience
I feel
audiences.
Like they connect. I
mean,
shocked.
They love Beyonce, don't they? These
no,
gay men?
Do you know what? No, I'm talking about straight men. I'm talking about.
I feel like all men are gay,
men.
But that is
okay,
my theory.
That's definitely
that is
they
my
look
theory.
For each other.
They definitely
no,
do.
So like it's weird because I went out and like everyone, I just that song is the hill. Me, myself, and I is
yeah.
That's the Beyonce song. That is the hill. They just
me, myself,
grown ass men like now that it's over, and you're like, whoa, what's happening?
It definitely is. It's a song I feel we all relate to.
I think
to
it's in her top five, to be honest.
It is
top
a song
five Beyonce songs.
All relate
amazing.
To. It's beautiful.
With other
it's
ladies,
like,
we're singing. I'm like, I'm a lady, and I'll help you sing it out.
And it's also like pretty. Like it's like a
oh,
good
it has such a
groove.
It's a good
bass.
It has such a
I feel like
to it. That bass
it really,
line.
It really,
yeah, no.
Musically, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's I don't know who's
song.
On production on that. You know.
I don't know, but
oh,
it's
need
a,
to find out.
Yeah, like still
need
top
to find
five
out.
For me.
But
like,
I also feel like
it's
that's the type of music I would want to I like to listen to when I'm going through a breakup because I need
yeah.
to build my self esteem and confidence after being trampled,
trampled like, on the ground.
You know, so.
But you know, oh, do you have? I definitely. And I say this as someone who has like a fuck that nigga playlist.
Absolutely, got that. I think a lot of my music is
like you need a Sunshine Anderson heard it all before. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, heard like, it all before.
Like,
oof.
We need to be on an emotional roller coaster with Vivian Green sometimes. Like it just.
Yes, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely, love it.
You need
love,
some
love
Rihanna anti
songs.
Like
yes.
You were just another nigga on a hit list.
Like, you need to know
you
that
know,
you ain't shit,
like,
you know? And I
yeah.
need to also know that you ain't shit.
You
so
need Whitney,
I need to be reminded.
You know, counting receipts era.
Yes.
Like, you need
we need that music. That, yeah. I feel, is like grown.
Grown lady.
Grown women.
You need Mary J. Blige in there.
You know, relationships are kicking grown women's
hey,
asses. They've
they
been
are...
kicking our asses for, like, generations. You know, so...
Damn.
We
that's
need
true.
That. We need that music. I mean, they kick Beyonce's ass and Halle Berry as well. So like, relationships are rough, I guess.
Yeah. everybody and anybody, it can happen to the best of us and the worst of us.
And everyone.
It can happen to everybody.
Everyone.
Damn. Okay, so that album, like, got you through.
It really got me through. And it's also, like, beautifully produced. A lot of, a lot of drums, a lot of, like, because I like ballads. I like. But I think there's a line with ballads, you know. But there's that, like, hybrid between a ballad and dance music that is also very much huge in, like, gay culture. Like, yes. You know, it's very
also,
much...
Also, I do have to say...
Love that kind of music.
Dance music and even house, incredible house vocals. Music.
Listen, what are the...
That's not spoken about enough.
Best vocalists.
I just... The best vocalists are...
On house tracks,
on
bruh.
House tracks.
Ooh, beauty,
like
beautiful.
Like, I think of, like, Bo Monique Bingham.
Listen,
and, like,
Monique or Abo Sarah.
Such amazing. Like, and for me, it's so interesting seeing, like, the modern interpretation of that in, like, a Kate Renata doing Baba and featuring, like, Teedra Moses and having, like, Charlotte
absolutely.
Day Wilson and having,
Teedra
like...
Teedra Moses is also, like,
dance
also
music. Like, you're making
really
electro
dance
music.
Dance scene.
But you're still, you're giving a nod to house music and you're using really great vocalists.
Please, guys.
You know? And, like, even the fact that Kate Renata got famous off, like, doing a Janet Jackson F remix.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because it was a really good vocal.
Yeah. Oh, Kate Renata.
Love him!
Love
I still
him.
Need to see him live.
I want
he needs to come back.
You didn't see him?
I missed him at Afro. I didn't come to the Afro Punk.
No, I haven't seen him either.
Yeah,
I missed him.
I missed that Afro Punk. I went to the first one with Anderson .Paak, which, woo! That niggas got me high! I went to that one.
One of the best albums.
Malibu,
come
amazing.
Come on now.
Anderson .Paak is just a good musician.
Actually, like,
he's
I'd
just
actually
a good
love
musician.
To,
we should do an episode on it.
We need
he's
to
just
review,
a good musician.
Like,
period.
Pinche.
Whether he's in
what
Silk, Sonic, whether he is.
What a guy.
On glowed up with Kate Renata, whether he's making his own music, whether
he is
also
on
everything
the drums,
that he does on as
the
a
drum.
Drummer,
I don't know if he
still
plays.
Has one of
does
the best tiny discs.
Does he play this kind of instrument where it's like on your mouth, like
mm-hmm,
a harmonica
like
type?
No, I think I've only seen him on drums.
Really?
He might.
I feel like I've seen him elsewhere. I don't know where, but it was this type of instrument. Or was it Frank? No, it couldn't have been Frank. Frank also.
But yeah.
My boyfriend.
Yeah, so I went to the Anderson .Paak Afro Punk and then went to the Soul Lounge one because I had to.
Apparently she really came through.
She did. She did Cranes in the Sky and I cried.
Listen,
and I wanted to cry.
Every time
just,
you hear that song, it's
that
such a
I also think
like there's musically there is a key that always makes me cry. That will bring tears to my eye. Like and that's the like the first three bars on Cranes in the sky.
Oh, that
ding 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 ding. Also, it's
Raphael
just the bass.
Dick
it's
on
just
the bass.
It's just the bass. I feel like there's a certain arrangement that whether it's my depression or what, like it'll bring me to tears where I'm like,
that's
what
interesting.
Is happening
what's happening
in this song? And it's usually like a key. Like a sound or an arrangement.
That actually
of
makes sense. There
and
are certain chords
yes,
and certain like,
exactly. It's like
that can
chord
trigger
progressions.
Stuff,
like you're
where
just
you'll
like,
be like, ooh. Yeah. Like there's certain parts in a song. You're right. Like there's a Charlotte Day Wilson song. I think
Bridges
called,
do that a lot.
I think
to me.
Yes.
Bridges,
it's called If I Could, and it is on the bridge. She says, there's like a chord change. She says, like, if I could, I would carry you on my shoulders. And the music, like,
ooh,
goes up and down. And
it's
every
like,
time
we are
like,
on a journey. We are on a
Stop
journey.
It! Stop it.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Okay, my old. That was a good old. My old is Stevie Wonder's Inner Visions.
Ooh.
Because it's Taurus season. So I had to.
Stevie.
I had to bring in Stevie.
Is he Taurus?
He is a Taurus, he's like
shocked.
Near the end, like I think the 16th, 15th or 16th
he's
of May.
He's a Maetorian. Oh, man.
He's a Maetorian.
Wow.
And Inner Visions, it's my second favorite.
Inner Visions is amazing.
It's my second favorite Stevie Wonder album.
Ooh.
The first would be Songs of the Key of Life. But
yeah.
Inner Visions, I chose it because I have very fond memories of it, as per usual. But I also chose it because it is an album that came out 1973.
Mm.
However, the way it has been sampled, the way it is still referenced today, whether it is Snow, Allegra, you know, and I Want You Around, saying,
house music,
Golden Lady, Golden Lady, saying Golden all she wants lady. To do is hear Inner Visions on replay, you know. Like, you have Jesus Children of America.
That Jesus Children of America!
That Leila Hathaway redid for Black Radio with Robert Glasper.
Oh,
like,
my God.
You have...
Oh, but the original will always be...
Oh, my gosh.
My
like,
heart.
You have Don't You Worry About a Thing. Oh. What a happy, like, Stevie Wonder, Living
like
for
most,
the City.
A lot of Stevie Wonder songs have been...
Have been made house songs, is that?
And adapted in all sorts of directions.
In all sorts of directions. And I think his influence, like, man. Sonically, the way that he just hears music... is incredible. I'll
talent.
Never get over
naturally born
his brain
naturally born.
And just
like, yo.
the musicianship, the lyricism, the like the way how harmonic his voice is.
Harmonic is what it is, because he
and
also
it just
does
goes
play the
everywhere
like,
yes, do you know what I mean? Just his voice is an instrument, but then also the way he plays the keyboards and the does the harmonica and like just the way he puts
it's like
together.
His voice is an instrument and then he plays instruments.
Do you know what I mean?
Really well.
And then you even have songs like All Is Fair in Love, you know, where he gives you a ballad, he gives you a vocal, and it's sad and it's heartbreaking. But for me, like, I really love Inner Visions, and from top to bottom, you know, it is Higher Ground also, just like such a great song, just groovy and like funky and like soulful music. And you just like, Stevie Wonder just makes me really happy.
Yeah, really happy. He makes like truly joyful.
Joyful music.
Joyful music.
Yeah.
Joyful
like
music.
You can
but
feel
also
his joy.
Craft is real. Craft is he's like academic.
Yeah.
Which is for me my favorite thing. Like, that's why I'm just like Robert Glasper.
Yeah.
For him to have gone through what he did with Chris Brown is sacrilege, because that's a musician who studied and who is so intentional about what he does, Chris Brown.
But
like
Chris Brown's like, who the fuck is Robert Glasper? Oh my gosh. But
can you believe
it?
He put it on a shirt, you said. I want that shirt.
He sold the
shirt. I need that shirt.
I'm so sad that I can't, like, I would love
come
to have
on.
It.
We'd like that shirt.
At a concert. Everyone was like, you are a clown, Robert Glasper.
Yeah.
And we like that.
That's
but yeah. So this album, I like how people have still interpreted this album either in covers or in samples or like just in renditions, like, so Don't You Worry About a Thing, like, John Legend has a cover of that, Tori Kelly has a version of that, and, like, so his music, even if you aren't familiar with Stevie Wonder, you're familiar with Stevie Wonder, because, like, people keep singing his songs, and, like, he's just within people's lives.
Yeah.
Even the Black version of Happy Birthday, Stevie Wonder wrote that,
listen,
you know what I mean?
Like,
which is, like, the happy birthday.
Which is, like,
that's
the
crazy.
Best. It's like, you took Happy Birthday and you made it better, bruh.
You made
you
it
made
better.
You made it an actual song.
It is
you made an actual
happy
song.
Happy
like,
to it's better.
It's better.
And he wrote that for Martin Luther King so that they could make it a holiday. And then they did make that a holiday.
Guys,
and now
Stevie
it's like a version
Wonder
of Happy Birthday.
Is, Stevie
he's
Wonder
done a lot.
Is. I think that's the person I would definitely...
Incredible.
Like, you know, when we talk about stands, like, I would definitely... I don't know, like, it would be a physical reaction if I saw Stevie Wonder in my life.
I would just... Yeah.
In my life, like,
I just... And he
would.
Does the thing you're talking about where, like... chord changes or whatever, like
exactly
emotion,
it feels like
and
he,
you're like
he actually started that whole thing like with Quincy
like
Jones and then like you know
you're like,
where you're like what
why would
how
you
do how,
this?
how do you
this sounds
just,
so good
yo.
It's like pleasing to the ears but also heartbreaking and like just
music.
All the emotions
sophistication
so Oof. It's
yeah
it's a sophisticated album, it has aged really well.
I find
myself like still playing it and still enjoying it
absolutely
and
just,
hearing songs differently.
And now that we're doing like this something old something new thing, it's a chat to be had about how, well, for me personally, how old music or music I guess from like 10 years ago
is 2010.
Yeah, I would say that maybe oof, I don't know.
Older?
Maybe older. What's from 2010 that I'm listening to now?
Ooh, 2010 was a rough
year. Yeah, it was a rough time. It was a weird period. Because it was ludicrous.
Americans were discovering EDM.
And what were we doing? And then it's like, I got a feeling. It was a lot of like regurgitating. But like old music, I guess maybe 20 years ago, let's just put it at a 20-year
mark. Do you know how old
is like, yeah, I'm an old lady.
But I only say that because 20 years is 2000, which is crazy. Yeah. That's 2003. Which time doesn't feel like it. Someone says 20 years to me, and in my brain, I'm like, oh, like the 90s.
Right, but like that's when it's not like
anymore.
It's not
20 years ago. It's isn't the 90s anymore?
And I can remember 2003.
2003
is
here. Yeah, it's not in like my brain.
The 90s for me feel like a period in my life where I can look back and be like, oh, history. Mm-hmm. But like 2003 is still very much like, okay, that happened. But my point is, old music. Just being classic, just me playing that timeless music until I kick like the bucket. Like I will, and every day, every week, like still being very much a part of my staple everyday music.
Yeah, and
it's
that's also
like, I'm
why
I'm still listening to Chaka Khan. I'm still listening to Tina Turner.
I mean?
Like,
and
I
that's
really
exactly why I chose Stevie Wonder's
Exactly.
Innovation,
still
I'm like,
listening to Stevie Wonder.
I still listen to that album. Oof. Even if it's a song, even if it's when I want to feel good, I'm like, cool, don't you worry about it.
Yeah.
Or listen to High Ground. Do you know what I mean? Like, just, yeah, it's just good music.
It's just good music made well.
Made
and
well.
The thing is, black people are able to pick that out. Good music, I will say that, even if I may be biased, but we're good. We've got a good ear. When it comes to music.
But
so
we definitely move the pin in music.
We've
a lot.
A lot. Like it's depressing how much
makes me sad
we've done and how little
recognition
we get from it.
I still won't watch that Elvis movie, that biopic. Because I'm like, are you going to talk about the part where he stole songs from black people or not?
Dude, are we going to talk about Jimi Hendrix?
Is that...
Are we
going to
talk
about
Jimi Hendrix? Like,
are we...
James Brown? Like, black people started rock music. Like,
they did, like Muddy Waters and all of them. And you know? Their songs were stolen because they didn't have money for, like, publishing rights. It's crazy. It's crazy. So...
Yeah, it's crazy.
But that's why something old. That's still...
That's great. I love that so
much. We feel
much.
It. It's reference. It's reference.
Always,
I like that.
Like,
it's still Stevie Wonder still in reference in song
Stevie
lyrics
Wonder is
now.
A feeling, hey?
So
it's like you feel his
it
music.
It is a feeling.
You feel his music in your heart, hey? Like,
you really
it's memory,
do.
It's beautiful.
If you don't, it feels so... Even seeing... I think it was Jacob Collier that started it on his birthday. Was it last year? He did this... harmonic arrangement of Overjoyed and then challenge people to sing like on top of it, to like duet and sing on top of it.
Yes.
But like all the versions were beautiful.
On
I was just
it's
like
lovely.
Yeah. And you know Jacob Collier has like a crazy range. Ooh. So he did like all the different parts and then you had like Leanne Lahavis and all these people singing over and it was
amazing.
Just like
Jacob Collier, genius. Ooh,
yeah.
Yeah, genius. Yeah. Those are the
also
those,
inspired
the,
by Stevie Wonder,
right?
Which you can hear when you listen.
You can.
But
he's also like it's musicians like that, which I see a lot of. Like, I don't know, it might sound controversial, but a lot of young white musicians, like young instrumentalists, being very much influenced by black, musicians and doing well.
Even if you think of Yeba, and like vocally,
Yeba.
People
I couldn't believe for
Madison
Yeba
Ryan
and thingy Moonchild,
to be
white. Their voices. Couldn't believe it. You know, it's interesting.
Yeah,
it's interesting.
It is actually very interesting.
I like it, but I'm like,
because it brings up the whole Sam Smith Adele debacle of like,
because it's like
the
black
popularity
people,
factor,
we never
black
get
people,
the,
that level of fame or
you
the
know,
status, so it just
you know,
ends up being a sore point.
I mean, you just have to look at Jasmine Sullivan.
Yeah.
Very underrated.
Super underrated.
Very underrated.
But it still makes me, I do like how, like with Jacob Collier, I do like how, collaborate. Well, first of all, yes, I like how that's he plays true. All these instruments. He plays like 7 or 8 instruments or whatever. Yeah. Yeah. But I really enjoy how collaborative he is with like everybody. Right. Just across the board, across genre, just like trying different things. Yeah,
it's music.
He's cool because it's music.
It's instruments, you know.
Yeah. And Quincy Jones discovered him. What a crazy story. Yeah.
So he's like Quincy in the Jones. Nexus of
Quincy
like
Jones heard him singing a cover of Stevie Wonder on YouTube.
Oh wow! It's crazy. I'd love to see that video.
Yeah, I think he was explaining it on, you know, how Jennifer Hudson has a talk show now.
Oh yes,
it was like
a
clip from there. He was one of the guests, but I was like,
who,
that's
Quincy?
No, Jacob Collier. Jacob Collier was doing a thing. Anymore, no, Jacob Collier was being interviewed there, but I was like, that's crazy. What a person to find you, like Quincy Jones.
That's
a stamp of approval.
Story.
If anything,
it's such an interesting story where Unati, Unati, as in the singer,
like the singer / idol judge Unati. Mm-hmm.
Yes, she said, and it's just been the thing that she always says about her music was that Quincy Jones heard her and was like loves her voice.
Yes.
Which is interesting for me. I was, it's just an interesting
the
story.
Way you're saying interesting.
It's interesting. It's interesting for me. That story is interesting for me. Like, I can definitely believe a Jacob Collier story. I mean, I can believe a Nazi story as well. I can. Anyways, moving forward, we are looking at something
new.
Yes, I think you should start now.
Do you want me to start? Yes. Okay, my something new is Tank and the Bangers. Red
love tank
balloons. Love
also,
tank and the
like
bangers.
Also the joy from Stevie Wonder.
The joy. Do you know what I mean? And that's why I chose it because I'm like, it's a through line. There's something I want to like play. That's like, you know, Tank and the Banger went viral for like this thing, this sound. And you probably know what sound I'm going to play and like what I'm trying to do. This, guys.
This boy be in my DM, say I'm pretty.
Oh, yeah.
This boy be in my DM, say I'm pretty.
And she's so
I wonder if he knows. I've been through that shit.
So people have been using this as a sound all over TikTok. But people don't know that it's Tank of the Bangers. So they had to post this video to be like
a lot these days.
It's us.
Yeah.
Type of a thing. So Tank of the Bangers.
Because she's also like a poet. She's
oh my god. Yeah. Tank is like a poet. So my first introduction to Tank and the Bangers was on Tiny Desk a few years ago.
Absolutely. That's where
they were one of the first winners of that Tiny Desk competition to where people would like submit videos and then they would basically choose a winner and then if you won you'd get to be on Tiny Desk.
Nice.
So they were on Tiny Desk. We were all blown away from like
blown because it was her
and her and there was another girl as well that was part of the original lineup and then the
she's
band
no longer
the
there. No?
Yeah, she's no longer
but
there.
But they were both
like back in
the they were really cool together.
Yeah, like the way they did Roller Coaster and honestly like them being from New Orleans and like
just
how they bring the jazz and the bounce from New Orleans into their music is really nice and like I
also just being gorgeous like
also just being gorgeous okay so goodness technical difficulties okay so I chose Tank of the Bangers Red Balloons. Mm-hmm. It's from last year. It's from 2022.
Oh, is it their second? Is it their...
I think it's their third album.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, their third or fourth album.
Wow, thanks.
But I think it's their best.
Is it? Okay.
I really loved it. It was one of my favorite albums from last year. And I think they finally... You know when, like, a group or even a musician hits, like, their creative peak almost? Mm. And, like... The music is just good and everything is just
fits, it sinks.
Everything just fits and the storytelling, the words.
So what's it about?
So it's about a number of different things. They're kind of interrogating like life and dating and like how we live in communion with one another and like there's part existentialism in it in like there's a song Where Do We All Go that actually has Jacob Collier and Leila Hathaway on it as well.
Lovely.
So it's more like questioning where we fit in life and like and there's and I pulled it alongside Stevie Wonder because like they reference him and his sound like in it But also I get the same soundscape of like joyous music, like very happy music.
Yeah.
I get like the playing around with sound and not just necessarily like, okay, it's R&B, so it sounds like this. Like it's very much like fluid and a lot of different things at
once.
I feel
like you can do that with
you
like some live arrangements.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? And it does feel like they're very heavy on instruments because you can hear the flutes and you can hear the horns and you can, they're like songs that are like a nod to New Orleans, the Cafe du Monde, and then there's like communion in my cup and they're talking about our relationship with church and like God and whatever. And it's just like,
and you know, you can tell with a lot of, I think I can tell with, I mean, with a lot of, like, bands, I guess, or musicians, that church was where it started.
Oh,
and that's where
you can tell.
You can tell.
They grew up in the church.
Music is also so...
It's hitting.
So, a lot of background vocalists are people who sing at church, you know, so... I can pick that up with Tank as well.
Yes.
I definitely can.
Yeah, all the layering, all the... And it just, like, even so around the same... Last year, they also released... what is that song? Black Folk, which just is so good at showing off like her poetry.
Man.
And then like them as a band in their future, Alex Isley and Masejo, and like,
oh nice.
Just, it was released as a single, but it kind of also fits within the album, and they just, it's kind of like a love letter to Black folk and like all the ways that we are great and problematic and beautiful and like,
nice.
Yeah. Just a nice, groovy, like, Sunday afternoon album. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, I really do love Tank. I do love Tank. But I wonder, though, why. But it's also a thing with bands is that it's inevitable. A breakup is inevitable. You must just know that. If you love a band, just anticipate them splitting up, because I don't think it's possible to, especially musically, I feel, especially musically, because it's such a, it's you, I mean, I would probably say artistically, but I would see it manifesting in music, because it's such a, I wouldn't say personal, but like a spiritual thing, like you have to be able to put the music out the way that you need to, and sometimes we clash.
Yeah, because we have differences of opinions, and like it's always so sad when that happens. Like I even think of We Are King, and how like there used to be three of them, and now it's just the two sisters.
Okay.
And I'm like, no, we need Anita because she sang the
and
alto
change.
And rounded up
things
the sound.
Change when people split up.
I mean, think about Spice Girls. Look how things change when people split up. Change. It's like
things
it's never
change.
Quite the same. But I hope that it's not going to be anytime soon with this lineup of Tank and the Bangers.
Because it's just her as the
It's
front.
Just her, yeah. And as then the other band members have like stayed the same pretty much.
But I think it actually works out because she's a
the
huge
front
personality.
Man.
She's a huge personality.
She is.
And it does feel
she
like
is.
She overshadowed. I don't know how the dynamics were, but it feels like she's always been the lead.
Yes,
you know, and
and then the other Shane, like almost
but
like background.
Great.
But she was
they were
really
great together. They were great together.
Like
it's just she's a huge personality. She's
she
huge.
Is. She is.
And she does everything, and she just gets into the spirit almost. You know, she really is like she's dope, man. Watching her and hearing her is.
So fun. They actually like
so fun.
Came to play at Jazz Fest a few years ago, and they were like really good.
Did they? Yeah.
Yeah, the Cape Town one.
Oh, really?
A few
of
years
course
ago.
It
yeah,
would
they
be
were really good.
Cape Jazz.
Like, I do wish it would be like
man, I miss
now,
Cape Jazz.
Because there's more music of theirs that I want to see live. Because
I
think
really
they only had
Jazz,
like one project out at the time, like one or two. But it was really cool.
Wow,
it was
I really
cool.
miss Cape Jazz.
Me too.
So
Me
badly.
Too.
Like,
I'm so sad that they cancelled it this year.
I mean. Why did
Why
they cancel
do
it?
That? I don't know.
Because that lineup also looked so nice. Oh, guys. Anyways.
Anyway. Yeah,
and
but that's
new...
why something new, Kunta.
Yes. My new one is Nakane Tore. I don't know if Nakane still goes with Nakane Tore.
Oh.
You know? But it's Nakane, and it's his sophomore album, which he took out, like, I think... Yeah, sometime. It was a couple of weeks ago, actually, like this month. I mean, it's called Bastard Jargon. And again, just why I put him next to Perv, and it's like these love queer male vocalists. I'm not sure if Pervin is queer, but he gives me a very queer, like even politically, just as an approach to life. He just has a queering about him, almost like Prince. You know, we don't know if Prince was
true. But the energy around
But we know Nakane is queer. It's not what it's about. But I love Nakane's voice. Nakane! I can't believe Nakane's voice. It's I will say, I haven't, because his first album, what was it? You Will Not Die.
Yes.
Which was great. I think
it
was really cool.
I really liked it.
But I'm not always a fan of the whole song. I'm a fan of the arrangement and his music. But sometimes it loses me. I'm not always like there with what Nakane is giving me. But I will listen because he loves. He's also got like a ballad thing about his instrumentation, which I love.
And for me, like a lot of his songs, even on like this album specifically in the tail end, feel very like cinematic.
Yeah, no, like he's gone big. Really.
Like dark, broody, but like they but could like, you they could be on a soundtrack, so it could be like you know, the end of a series or like whatever way. Yeah, it just feels cinematic.
Yeah. And very I don't same, know if I'm I may be lying, but I know he's done a lot of like score work, and he also does a lot of
very cool
working with like
Mfanela,
and Dinxeba was actually. He's like Nakane did everything whenever he came out. He came up with an album, a movie, and a book.
I remember
that. Like you just have to be just like an A student, hey. And the movie, I think.
And then also he had that album, that song We Dance Again with Black
Coffee.
That
was Black Coffee, which was huge, and it was beautiful because of him.
Yeah,
I have to be honest.
Yeah, his vocals definitely made that song.
Like, Nakane's vocals are really classic. Like they will stick around in the whole, like, you know, a voice. You know, voices when we speak of like your, you know, I mean, I'm gonna stick with South Africa because I don't wanna be too, but like your Vusi Mahlaselas, your like your Thandiswas, even your Busi Somhlongos, like voices that we know recognize. And are very much like, but then even on the world stage, listen, Nakane fits.
So that I do want to talk about, the very world well. Stage.
The world stage, because hey, Nikki B.
Nakane has been an export of sorts going that side.
Yeah, he lives in,
and
I think the UK.
The UK, yeah. And like
he's been there
living
now.
There and touring there and like.
Yeah. I think there's also a chat about being like better received.
Yes, and like Lyra also had that. So like the thing of being better received on world stages, like, and what it is about us in our music consumption that makes our own artists not feel as
supported,
appreciated,
or
supported, or like music is a viable career option for them here.
Yeah,
because a lot of them are good, but they're just like not necessarily getting the support or the accolade or the
absolutely.
Money to do that. Yeah. And I think of him, I even think of like an Elaine who's moved stateside now, and like,
you know
all of these people
actually
that have left.
I
that are really
think
good.
That are really good, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't necessarily it's something to look at more around our conception and our audiences. Like, I think there's a level of conservativeness around, you know, our listening as an audience. Like, you know, people will listen to, a lot of people will listen to, like, you have huge gospel, you have a huge audience for gospel, you have a huge audience for jazz. I mean, you know, like not as big as gospel and
piano
house and then just like your mainstream stuff, you know, and doubled on the fact that it's like a small country compared to what you have out there, what access you have when you get out there. Like you have, you know, a better chance at making a living, I think, is what it is. Doing what you love.
Yeah.
Ladysmith Black Mamba is also, like, a lot of, even our, like, theatre productions, like,
doing well abroad. And it's like, why don't we watch stuff? Why don't we consume stuff? Why don't we support
stuff? But some of us can't.
And some of us can't. A lot of people can't. Because it's an access thing.
Yes.
But then also there's some of us that do.
Yeah.
But not enough.
But not enough. Hey, for it's people to actually make a living, you know, it's tough being a musician.
It is.
It's tough being a musician, like working. And as an artist.
And then you must also have a day job because,
you know, then you have to have a day job, which is like, why do artists have to have day jobs? It's not fair, you know? This is my job. Give me money.
Yes, that's my livelihood. Yeah.
But yes, Nakane. So, Bastard Jargon.
I really liked it.
I liked it. I definitely liked it. I did like it a lot. I want to pick out.
For me, it's Hold Me Down and If You Were to Complain.
Those are probably my two best songs. But yeah, I really liked it.
I couldn't even pick out like a. Like one. Because a lot of it sounded similar. It sounded similar, but oh no, I don't have data. Do you mind if I look? There's the one. I think it's called. Is it My Ma Was Good? I think it was My Ma Was Good that actually, and The Conjecture, I think, that stood out for me. But I have to give it a couple more listens. I don't hate it, but I think. I don't want to review it as yet, but I'm just like glad he's got something out of. Oh, I'll always listen to something that Nakane puts out. I'm not a fan of his bodies of work. I'm a fan of his voice and his approach to music. Ooh. Do you know what I mean? Like I don't resonate. It's not that I don't resonate with Bastard Jargon and his first one. It's just not coming through, but I respect it. I respect it fully. Okay. Fully. Respect the arrangements. Respect what that it is good. It's just not landing nicely to me right now.
Okay.
It's not landing as nice as I would, but I'm just fussy sometimes. I can be fussy. But love it. Love that he's got a new album out. Love that. Love how he's growing as an artist, man. Because there's definitely a difference between the two.
Yes, yeah.
There's definitely an evolution between the two. And the fact that, you know, he's also got a record. I don't know if he's got a record for the first one. But this launched as a vinyl. Which very I love nice. So much.
I love that artists are releasing
absolutely.
Vinyls.
Absolutely. Hey. Cool. It's like we're going back.
I wonder if we'll get to like a cassette and CD phase again.
I feel like we will, but later
maybe
on
it
down
will
the
be
line.
Like probably 20 years from now. Then we'll all pull out our CD
our
cases
CDs
and, be like,
and it'll
hey,
be cool now.
We're back.
We'll be like
yeah, because people who had
we'll be
vinyls,
like playing CDJs at events.
Do you know what I miss from something our grandparents used to have that I miss? The cupboards with the sound system and the vinyl player and the record player
set
that had glass.
Yeah.
And everything was protected.
Was just
well taken care of. Just
you know, you have
in a
your
glass
ornaments
brown
thing.
Case.
Right.
Maybe you had that porcelain dog on top of the.
Yes.
But like,
and how
yeah,
they,
just
and
like
how
again,
when
appreciation
when that's open,
for sound and music.
When that's
not
right?
Everybody can touch.
Not
the
anyone
thing.
Can touch it.
Not anybody can do it.
Also, because like record players are sensitive.
Yeah,
you need.
Yeah, like it needs.
Yeah,
a,
that
yeah.
that needle is not cheap,
but
and
I
it's
was like
very sensitive.
I want that. I wish like I like still had my grand's like that case, that entire case of the record player.
It's beautiful. Like
they're
just
all so beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah. Okay, look at us with something old and something new.
Something new. Do you want to do... I don't know if I want to do a musical worst.
No.
There hasn't been a musical worst or best.
I don't think I've had a worst. Okay, let's do... We can do like a musical...
Or what you listen
find.
To.
Like your favorite find recently.
Okay, no, absolutely. I have got that.
I'm going to say...
Oh,
I'm shocked.
Where did I even start?
I found it from TikTok. I'm shocked. My For You page is... working. The algorithm is working. Target audience reached. This musician called Love Dumi
Okay, feel like
Released a song called Leave Me.
Love to me.
It is delicious. It is like bossa nova neo soul. Oh, it's just it sounds so good. It sounds nice. I'll play it after this because copyright. Wow. Yeah. But it's very good.
I have to figure that copyright thing out. Yeah. Hey? It does not make sense to me talking about music without the music. No. It like is ridiculous.
Yeah, but what's yours?
I'm gonna say is it a find? Hinako Omori. So I love like Japanese-esque soundscapes, jazz, the music that they make. I don't even know what genre it is. It's just like it's soundscapes, and Hinako Omori actually introduced to me by a friend. I knew about her, but I hadn't really dug in. So I dug in and I found Be Here Now. Oh my goodness, Hinako Omori, Be Here Now. It's like, it's almost like chanty, but also melodic with all sorts of like recordings of like, you know, like weird recordings that you wouldn't like beats. Like I also like beats. I like that's also why I like a lot of like producers. It's that is the creation of beats is just one of my favorite things. But it's like it's beats and instruments and then a recording of like ambient sounds, but mixed together to make something really beautiful. Really good for meditation. That song. So if you do meditate, and I think it's also on that, like, because there's a frequency, like, Asian people, guys, how is it to live in, like, Japan or, like,
I'd love to visit
Tokyo, there. Like, they're just, like, man, fashion, film, I'd music, it's like, they're, like, on a different planet, do you know what I mean?
So ahead.
So yeah, so what she has used is like this frequency of sound in her music that actually unlocks a lot of like it's, I don't know, 148 hertz or whatever, but it unlocks a lot of like lucid dreaming. Like you can when you listen to it while meditating, you can almost like it can help you see more visions, I guess. It can relax you to imagine a lot more. So it's like, it's really cool. It's like music that gives you a whole entire experience aside from, oh, that's really nice. You know, it actually works with your body. Like, I really love that. The possibilities when it comes to music also.
You can do anything.
I love it. But
okay, yeah, but that's
but
us.
That's it. We don't have any ending to this.
Yeah. This is just us, you know. At Flex Staring, you know. Instagram, TikTok, send us a mail.
Yeah, nice and short. This is our shortest episode ever.
Really nice. Bye. 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 Bye.